The Veil is an audio-based action-adventure game created by a small core team. The game takes advantage of VR technology to create immersive binaural soundscapes. Uncle! This is a game best and perhaps only truly enjoyed with a pair of headphones. There are no buildings, nor people, nor monsters in sight. Like with a radio play, you have to use your imagination to build a picture of what is going on around you. Floating particles give a sense of how the player is moving through the virtual space, but really the game can be played with a blindfold. It has been built with the visually impaired in mind, although it can be enjoyed by sighted players too. In fact, for players unfamiliar with this sort of game, The Veil is well worth experiencing for the novelty alone.
Here they come.
Strayed a little far from home.
The novelty is helped along by voice acting of a high caliber. Dave Evans, the creative director and lead writer, had experienced directing actors and voice actors before taking on the project. For The Veil, he assembled a diverse and polished cast of actors, many of whom have lent their talents to the Assassin's Creed games, as well as a variety of hit American TV shows. Evans also hired visually impaired actors for a range of roles, and worked closely with the Canadian National Institute for the Blind throughout the game's development. This helped him depict blindness in a thoughtful, creative manner.
You're limping. You're injured.
You're blind, but perceptive.
The player takes on the role of blind Princess Alix, soon after her elder brother has taken the throne. You've been sent to a small keep in the Borderlands, on the outskirts of the kingdom. While traveling, your caravan is attacked by an invading army. This sets into motion the journey back home, eastward, across the eponymous and treacherous Vale, to the capital in your brother's castle. Thankfully, your journey is not a lonely one. You are accompanied by a local shepherd, a source of constant counsel. You will, of course, meet many strange characters along the way, some helpful, some hiding their true intentions. And you will, of course, uncover a dark conspiracy and some deep-rooted family secrets. It's typical hero's journey fare then, but it's all very nicely stringed together, and there are enough twists and turns to keep one's interest tickled throughout.
What's that?
Get behind me.
What is she doing?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
The gameplay is a mixture of combat and exploration, with a few puzzles and stealth sections thrown into the mix. While there are a few visuals, the game works similarly to a first-person action game, except with the player experiencing the world entirely through the protagonist's ears.
Did you hear that?
For exploration, you must attend to audio spatial cues. If you are heading towards a river, you must turn so that the sound of rushing water is centered between your ears. Similarly, if you would like to interact with a character, you must orient yourself so that their voice is straight ahead before moving towards them. In The Veil, it pays to be aware of your surroundings.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
Come with me. Take my hand.
Thank you.
The game uses familiar RPG staples to root the gameplay, but the mechanics add a new dimension, verging on revolutionary. For example, the journey eastward brings you to various towns or hubs from which you can upgrade your arsenal or take on side quests. So far, so familiar. But in order to upgrade your weapon, you must first find a blacksmith, and for that you must listen for the sound of a hammer striking an anvil. This forces you to slow down and take note of your surroundings. When you do find the blacksmith, the immersive audio makes it feel like they are speaking right in front of you.
Can I help you?
Purchase a new weapon and you're treated to the sound of coins cascading into the palm of their hand. Thus, character interactions gain a degree of intimacy, enhancing the role-playing aspect of the game.
Thank you.
Always welcome.
Combat, meanwhile, feels visceral. This is achieved through a combination of binaural audio and haptic feedback. Enemies attack from one of three directions, left, center, or right. Conveniently, they don't attack from behind. The sound of creaking armor tells you when and where an enemy is about to attack. You guard their attack by pushing the left joystick in their direction, and reply with one of your own with the right joystick. Pushing down will charge a heavy attack. Outside of direct combat, you have a bow with which you can catch an enemy unawares. If spotted, an enemy will charge at you with a hair-raising scream, and may even chuck an axe in your direction. Get hit and the controller will rumble. The combat system is easy to learn and difficult to master, especially in the later stages, when enemies stop politely waiting for their turn to attack, and instead start battering you with barely a breath between them. The combat mechanics are taught largely through flashback. Your uncle teaches you how to wield a sword, while your brother teaches the virtues of a bow. The flashbacks serve as a useful narrative device, sweeping you away from the main action so you can enjoy some rare family time. The game toys with chronology in other ways too. When you die, the past instructs the future. Dialogue changes according to new knowledge gained. It's all tied into those deep-rooted family secrets, and it's all quite cleverly constructed.
Kill her and bring her to the general.
No!
This is a high fantasy adventure replete with exotic sounding places, accents, and characters. Journeying east, you will come across shades, guardians, relics, pigeons, and netherwolves. If it's unclear what these are, then don't worry. Your friends will explain them soon enough.
They're minions of unsavory characters from the Fae realm. Shades and the like.
Shades?
The trip is complemented by a sepia-tinged travel map, inked with rivers and mountains and William Morris-style writing. Characters have strong, well-defined accents, evoking fantasy versions of the Middle East, Europe, and Britain. Sometimes they border on the theatrical. Italian-accented characters love to trill their R's.
You, in the hood! Don't stand there gawking! Grab a bucket and run it down to the river!
Each town has a tavern from which spills its own brand of folksy music. One inn plays a jolly Irish jig, another some flamenco-inspired Spanish guitar. It might be, though, that the best sound is that of silence, and the best dialogue is that which says close to nothing. When the creature emerges from the depths and your shepherd companion can only describe it as absolutely terrifying, your imagination is left to fill in the gaps. Lovecraftian monsters are completely at home in this audio-based adventure.
They're coming!
Who are coming? Describe it.
I don't know if I can. Ready your weapon, Alex. Where is it?
The game doesn't outstay its welcome. It can be completed in under 6 hours. There were times when my interest waned, mostly due to the repetitive nature of the combat. But on the whole, there was enough variety to keep me engaged throughout its entire playtime. The game also achieved this by subverting expectations, as when a routine hunting mission or town visit took an unexpected turn. Like a choose-your-own-adventure book, the story offers branching paths. Do you take the ridge pass or the main road? Do you save the villain or leave him to his demise? These moments, while often small and significant, make you feel like the author of your own story, rather than the passenger going along for the ride.
I can't force you. I won't force you. Choice is yours.
My sisters can help you get down the river to your family.
Thank you.
Although there is much this game gets right, there are a few areas in need of improvement. The most noticeable one is the upgrade system. Weapon stats are somewhat superfluous, and ill-suited to this audio-centric style of game. Scrolling through the stats for a single weapon is a chore, especially if you are reliant on audio alone. The game also suffers from unskippable dialogue scenes. These are most painful near the beginning of the adventure, especially after dying to a band of pirates for the umpteenth time. Another feature missing is subtitles. One might argue that subtitles aren't essential in the game of this nature, and while that may be true, I still found their absence conspicuous. Plus, it would be nice to see how some of those exotic-sounding proper nouns are spelt. Finally, if I could add just one more criticism, it would be a little more exploration and a little less action, please.
It sees us.
Good shot. It's down.
All in all, though, The Veil is a nice novel way to lose yourself in the story for a few hours. It is expertly voiced, smartly constructed, and somehow manages to feel both fresh and familiar. It works its charm from beginning to end, and it's just as long as it needs to be. It's an example of an indie game done right, offering a refreshing change of pace from the typical AAA action game fare. It's a grand epic adventure related on a more intimate scale, and it might just be the perfect game for a rainy Sunday afternoon.